The scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." Thus ends the reading.
Thank you, Charlotte. The 10 lepers in the story that Charlotte just shared call out to Jesus asking for healing. They don't approach him. They were to keep their distance. That was what custom prescribed. They were unclean by the ritual purity of the Jewish laws. They knew their place. They were the other, the outcasts. They were united in their exclusion from the community. Religion and government didn't help unlucky folks that had leprosy. They had to depend upon the generosity of people passing by at a distance. I still remember that horrible scene from Ben-Hur so many years ago with the lepers in their colony, excluded from society. But they cry out to Jesus, "Heal us." And he tells them to go and present themselves to the priests. They needed to go and be determined that they were clean, they were cleansed, that they could be reintegrated into the worshiping community and into society. And one of them, when he realized he was clean, returns to Jesus, loudly giving thanks and falling at his feet. And Jesus asked, "Weren't there 10? Where are the rest?" Well, he knew where the rest were. He sent them off to the priests to be reintegrated, to be declared cleansed and reintegrated into society. But the one who came back was different. He probably wouldn't have been accepted by the priest anyway, because he was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. He was doubly outcast as both a leper and a foreigner, a Samaritan. And he's the one who turns around to say, thank you. I don't think it's at all strange that the gospel writer Luke uses an outsider to make a point, as he did in the very familiar parable about the Good Samaritan, where the outcast foreigner acts as the one who gives help to the person in need. I think in both stories, one of Luke's points was to show that God is more interested in acts of compassion and care than God is in following prescribed religious rituals. God is much more concerned that we act with care and compassion than we somehow do it right religiously. In the Samaritan, and in this story, his act of exuberant thanksgiving, we see Jesus teaching, as he does so frequently, in an alternative way. So what is he saying here? What is it about saying thanks to God that shows us about a new way? One of the writers that I consulted for this sermon says that saying thanks demands our attention to the moment, to the here, to the now, to what has just happened. And it causes us to give appreciation to the here and the now. And so many of us tend either to live in the past or a hope for something better, rather than to appreciate the here and the now. And Jesus frequently in the Gospels is talking about the importance of the here and now, that the kingdom of God is here, present, right here, right now, at hand. But I think there's even more in this story than about just giving thanks, as important as that is. As important as it is to have a sense of gratitude for God's presence in our lives right now, it's also another one of Jesus' lessons about really who is the insider and who's on the outside. When Luke was writing this story in the gospel, the church was already struggling with that question: who's in and who's out? Did you have to be a Jew in order to be a follower of Jesus and keep the ritual laws, and if you're male, be circumcised? Had all these Gentiles were coming and responding, and the church was really struggling. Who's in and who's out? Now, we don't have that problem anymore. The church resolved that in the first century. But we still struggle in the church with who's in and who's out. Who's us and who's them? I mean, the fact that we have to have in the church a Sunday where we call it Access Sunday and a Disability Awareness Week, because we still create barriers and boundaries, not just physical, but attitudinal as well. And that the church has to go through an effort to discern and become open and affirming. Because we create barriers and decide who's in and who's out. So the question for us continues to be, on this Access Sunday, how welcoming how inclusive are we, and will we? How would we respond? I was thinking when Jerry was sharing his witnessing steward. Our worship is fairly traditional. And we tend to be pretty quiet. You know, I don't even know if I asked, could I get an amen if we would get one from this congregation, you know? So how would we be if we had an exuberant leper coming back? How do the disciples feel? Man, you're showing too much emotion here, falling at Jesus' feet. How welcoming would we be if somebody was really passionate about their faith? Well, I think the story just causes us to ask those questions. The gospel, again, provides us in that Samaritan leper, an unlikely teacher, a person on the margins, on the outside. And causes us to think about how welcoming are we to all of God's children, no matter who they are or where they are on life's journey, no matter how they are able, are they welcome and included in our community? Amen.